Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, buddy. We got some good old-fashioned, honest-to-goodness parody in the NBA, something I never thought we'd see as long as I lived. There have been a couple tweaks and a couple changes to the salary cap, to the apron, the second apron, the luxury taxes, all that sort of stuff. You look up, and all of a sudden, you got a bunch of young stars and well-built and well-crafted teams getting after it, and you had a wild, unbelievably memorable, incredible, oh my God, I can't believe I just saw that conference final game last night. That Pacers-Knicks situation, I will remember that for a long, long time. What a game.
It was splendid last night. What drama. Overtime, 138-135. You can't draw it up any better. The Pacers were down 14 points with 2 minutes and 51 seconds to go and came back to tie the game with a 2 because of a foot being on the line that looked like a 3 at the horn. Who's had a better heater of clutch moments in succession? I remember years and years ago as a Wizards fan, Gilbert Arenas went on this tear.
Yep.
Regular season, not playoffs. But for about 2 weeks in a row, he was pouring in 40, 50, had a 60-point game, I think, out in L.A. against Kobe Bryant or something crazy. But there was this stretch I remember from Agent Zero where he had hit 3 or 4 game winners within 3 weeks and a bunch of clutch shots at the end of games. And he just became known as like that guy. You want the ball in his hands. What Tyrese Halliburton has done this postseason in terms of end-of-game sequences has been unfathomable. I mean, you can't really write this script. Everything he shoots at the end of the game that matters the most goes in. He was 12 of 23 from the floor last night. His only mistake was pretending to be Reggie Miller when he paid homage to Miller, who was sitting courtside with the Knicks choked against the Pacers sign. And then they had to go to overtime, and it was okay because they won anyway. Had they have lost, that would have been a really, really bad
And it didn't
moment.
Start off great in overtime either.
No, it did not.
They bricked a couple. The Knicks got a couple of buckets, and I'm going, oh, my God, can you imagine the memes forever?
I love this, though. You got people saying the Pacers shouldn't be here. You got people saying the Knicks shouldn't be here. They combine in game one for this epic Madison Square Garden performance. Indiana goes up 1-0. This is the good stuff.
Yeah.
After years of me complaining, it's the same teams, it's the same old superstars, it's the contrived operations where they all got together. This is just young, kind of homegrown, assembled the old-fashioned way talent for both of these organizations. Free agency and trades, man, just the way it used to be without some superstar bringing people together like the Avengers.
Yeah, it's where stars are made. Aaron Nesmith, welcome to the nation's conscious, right? I mean, a guy, you know, a good shooter, a guy that, you know, has had a nice, decent little run of a career to this point, now is known as the guy that doesn't miss in the fourth quarter to bring you back from down 14. like the shots he was hitting were irresponsible, ridiculous shots.
9 3-point attempts last night. He made 8.
That's pretty good.
8 of 9 for a guy that averaged 12 points per game. For those of you unfamiliar with his work, Vanderbilt product, 4 years experience, 25 years old, 6'6". Everybody's about to find out. But I do. I just love these types of matchups. I think it's good for basketball. On the other side, super fun as well.
Yeah.
It's only been a game, but the Timberwolves lost pretty handily to the Oklahoma City Thunder. They got off to a fast start. I worry about Minnesota now because I thought that was the game to get. The Thunder had to go 7 games, might have been a little tired coming in, pounce on them. I know it's in their building, but I actually thought it was a little bit down in terms of electricity from where it was a round ago. Minnesota got the early lead, and then Oklahoma City poured it on and pulled away.
They did what they do, man, defensively. They are just unreal. I think I underestimated this, by the way, in that matchup. I said, well, Minnesota, they've got a couple of guys that can really ball out or make it a little punish you, whether it's Randall and obviously Anthony Edwards. I forgot how bad Minnesota is with the basketball at times. Like, they are carefree, fancy free with that basketball. They're willing to turn it over. You know why Oklahoma City's excellent on defense? They turn you over, and you saw that on display. As Minnesota was hot early, Oklahoma City said, that's nice. Watch this vice grip. Close in steadily, surely, deprive you of opportunities, turn you over a million times, and off to the races.
NBA marks already know. They're in. They're watching night in and night out. If you're like me, though, and you at one point in time loved the NBA, but now you'd consider yourself a casual, I'd suggest checking one of these games out. I mean, it has been really entertaining over the last couple of weeks, and the basketball's been very, very good. So you got, think about the superstars for all these teams now, the best players. These are not the household names in the Final Four, typically. Anthony Edwards, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who may win himself a MVP award, obviously. Tyrese Haliburton with the Pacers, and Jalen Brunson, by way of the Mavericks, now with the Knicks. Former Big East star, right? That's the big four in these NBA playoffs. That the Curry, LeBron, Durant, like those years of whatever that was.
The torch has been passed, dude.
I think it's really, really good for the sport.
It's awesome because we've gone through this multiple times in with basketball. It's been, who's going to take the mantle after Magic and Bird? Well, we figured that out. It was Jordan. Okay, post-Jordan, who is it, right? Kobe, McGrady, Vince Carter, and then, you know, a new rise of international stars. Who's going to take the mantle from the next group? And it always seems that a new generation kind of, you know, each one has their moment, whether it's been Giannis, whether it's been Luka, whether it's been Jokic, and now this group that you just referenced, I think, correctly and appropriately. Really, really cool, man. And it's all totally different players doing it in a way that not everybody has done. Not that many guys look like Tyrese Haliburton in terms of, I mean, he looks like a praying mantis, like a stick figure out there as a point guard who's running the show. But there he is with a slightly unorthodox shot and gait, but he's an incredible athlete, well-rounded player. Brunson is a craftsman, a bulldog, who's so good with the ball in his hands, those kind of mid-range things, those little floaters in the lane, getting space. It's really, really fun to watch.
Yeah, it's been so good, and good for the NBA to have this display and this showcase now. And let's face it, in DC sports, I mean, unless you're watching the Nats, you're hunting right now. You're looking for something. So maybe this is what you end up sinking your teeth into, that or the conference finals in the National Hockey League, which have also been ultra entertaining.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.